Annex A, Section 2. RT conducts strategic messaging for Russian government. RT's criticism of the U.S. election was the latest facet of its broader and longer-standing anti-U.S. messaging likely aimed at undermining viewers' trust in U.S. democratic procedures and undercutting U.S. criticism of Russia's political system. RT Editor-in-Chief Margarita Simonian recently declared that the United States itself lacks democracy and that it has, quote, no moral right to teach the rest of the world, end quote. Reference Kommersant, 6 November. Bullet point. Simonian has characterized RT's coverage of the Occupy Wall Street movement as, quote, information warfare, end quote, that is aimed at promoting popular dissatisfaction with the U.S. government. RT created a Facebook app to connect Occupy Wall Street protesters via social media. In addition, RT featured its own hosts in Occupy rallies, parenthesis, Minaev Live, 10 April, RT, 2, 12 June, end parenthesis. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. RT's reports often characterize the United States as a, quote, surveillance state, end quote, and allege widespread infringements of civil liberties, police brutality, and drone use, parenthesis, RT, 24, 28 October, 1 through 10 November, end parenthesis, end bullet point. Next bullet point. RT has also focused on criticism of the U.S. economic system, U.S. currency policy, alleged Wall Street greed, and the U.S. national debt. Some of RT's hosts have compared the United States to Imperial Rome and have predicted that government corruption and, quote, corporate greed, end quote, will lead to U.S. financial collapse, parenthesis, RT, 31 October, 4 November, end parenthesis, end of bullet point. End of Annex A, Section 2.